just so excited and delighted have chosen to start your morning with us. Father God, we come to you this morning. We just thank you for your precious promises, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you said in your word you would never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us. Father, we thank and praise you for the life of Dr. Miles Monroe and his wife, oh God. Father, now we know that they are in heaven rejoicing with you. Father, we thank and praise you for the TMC call where we can get together Monday through Friday morning to hear the word that needs to go forth. We thank and praise you, oh God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire De Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you for how they have enriched, empowered, and enhanced us as believers as we begin our day. Now, Father, we thank you that you are ordering their footsteps, that you are that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Father, we thank and praise you for keeping them and guiding them and showering them with witty ideas and with blessings, oh God. Father, now we thank and praise you for our own minister, Robin, who will bring the word of God this morning. Father, we thank you that it is a word that we need to hear in due season. Father, we thank you for how you have continued to be with her. Wow, you have always said with her, been with her, and said that I will never leave you nor forsaken you. Father, now we thank you, Lord, that she is as a voice piece this morning, that she will speak boldly, just as you gave it to her. Father, continue to bless Minister Robin. Continue to shower her with your love. And whatever her hands touch, Lord, we thank and praise you that it is prosperous. Father, we say now, we thank you that this call will go forth with clarity. We thank you, O Lord, that not a dot or tittle will be left off, that our hearts are receiving, that it is falling on good ground, that we may go out and encourage someone else with the word. And Father, we continue to lift up Dr. Miles Monroe's family. And Father, we pray that we be all that we could be to them in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister LaShawn. Are you there? And I love you, my TMC family.
And we love you too. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. My sister with Jesus joy. I love it.
God bless you. God bless you too, and amen. We know that God is good all of the time, and we trust and stand in faith knowing that there are no mistakes with him, and I stand in agreement as we celebrate the life of Dr. Miles Monroe and his beautiful wife, Miss Ruth, and their daughter. We just ask that right now the family is kept in prayer as well as his ministries, but we know that when someone is absent from the body, they are present with the Lord, and we know that he answered his call. So he has now been placed from labor to reward, and we celebrate with God with that. But good morning, TMC family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with excitement because today is a late day that the Lord has made, and we are all rejoicing to be glad in it. And I just want to welcome you to the Master's Call. If this is your very first time on a call, we just want to say thank you for saying yes to this call. And we want to thank the person who introduced you to this call so you can join us each Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central, Central, 6 Mountain at 5 o'clock out there on the West Coast. And we also invite you to come 10 minutes before so you can have an opportunity to say your name and where you're calling from and fellowship with other brothers and sisters from the TMC family. This call was found October 25th, 2010. We just celebrated a four-year anniversary where we had the opportunity to hear from you, our Master's Call family, and so many people shared how this call has blessed them, how many people have been enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers. So many people were called to join the church and to give their life to God, and that was just an exciting moment. And if you missed any of that, we invite you to go to the website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Not only will you be able to hear the Celebration Week messages, but you can hear all archived messages from this call. And we're just so excited about that website because it is interactive. You are able to leave comments and just reach out and touch us and say hello or what God is doing in your life. But we also invite you to use our email address, which is www.themasterscall.net. info@themetro.net. No, that was his website. It's info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. That is the email that you can utilize, and you can send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, your testimonies, or if God is just tugging on you and saying it's time for you to bring his word, we invite you to use that email. Now, directly after this call, we all join together and support in union the MMC call, which is the morning motivational call. Now, that call is headed by our beloved Platinum President, Darcy Cook, and it's also ran by entrepreneurs from the north, the south, the east, and the west, people who are dedicated and in love with their business and wanting to increase and do more. They say that by listening to this call, you have opportunities to learn new things that will keep your business going, because like Platinum Marie Preston said, a closed mouth is a closed business. So they give you new ways to open your mouth and scream out Artist International. And Artist International is a health and wellness company. It is a sold out to the Lord Christian-based company. Everything that they have done from the beginning of that company has been given to them from God. So we're just so super excited about that. And if you don't know about Artist International, if you don't know how it's changing mindsets and zip codes and people's health statuses, I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call and let them minister the word of Artist International to you, because you truly will have a life-changing moment. So I'm about to move out the way. Again, you can go to our website to hear about our mission statement, which is to enrich, to empower, and enhance believers as they begin their day. Our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the Artist International First Ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, they are the co-founders of this awesome call. They were chosen by God, and they said yes to him when they started this call. They stood on a scripture reference, which is found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, as you heard with Minister Rollo, we're going to start this call up in prayer. We end this call up in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer. We know that God's blessings rain down upon us when our prayers go up to him, and we're just trusting and believing in just that. So like I said, I'm about to move out the way, because I really want to hear the word from God this morning, as we all are. We trust that God is going to give us a fresh rhema word that is going to truly enhance our lives, empower us collectively and individually, and also to enrich us so we can go out there and be great ministers in the marketplace. And the vessel that God has chosen this morning is none other than my sister in the Lord, Minister Robin B. Williams. And her bio says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you." That is her Bible verse, and that's a Bible verse that she truly stands on. She is a devoted servant of God, a daughter, a sister, and a proud auntie who loves to pray. She loves to teach and share the love of God with others, and she's also our prayer general here on the Master's Call, as well as an artistpreneur. Minister Robin is a living testimony that you can live victoriously in Christ Jesus no matter what is going on, and no matter what has happened or will happen, or she said is happening in your life. You can be all that God said you can be, because there's nothing impossible to him, and as well as to them who believe in him. Minister Roberts shares with all she meets, and I like to add this in there, there is no such thing as a stranger with Minister Robin, because the love of God just pours through her and you automatically feel connected. So I encourage you to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, read more about Minister Robin, but the most important thing that she wants us all to know is that she is a child of God, that she's a lover of the Lord, and as an ordained elder in the church, she teaches others to do the same. So without further ado, I'm bringing to you none other than Minister Robin B. Wilson. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Praise the Lord, and take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn. And I want to say good morning to each and every single one of you. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I also greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And to my family, I want to just say my prayers and my heartfelt love goes out to Dr. Miles Monroe and his family during this time, and we will keep them in prayer. And remember all the great things that mighty man of God and his family and ministry has done for the kingdom of God. And Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, thank you for loving me. Thank you for trusting me. Thank you for this opportunity to bring the word forward to God's people. And first and foremost, Lord, I love you, I honor you, and you are the lover of my soul. And less of me, my King, and more of you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to share with each one of you today what the Lord has put on my heart. And as I always say to you, he always starts with me first, and then for me to be able to just share it with others. And we're going to talk about faith and patience. They go hand in hand. Faith and patience, they go hand in hand. And the two scriptures I want you to write down as a reference can be found, the first one in John 16:33. And Jesus said to us, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, there are things, and I'm going to read it from another translation. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. And in the world, you have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustrations, but be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunting, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. And the other scripture is 1 John chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Family, we win. No matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what occurs in our lives, there are trials, there are tribulations, there are things that go on, there are things that are unexpected, there are reports that we receive, and Jesus has given us a warning flag to let us know that these things will occur. But we know that we have overcome because of him. We know that we have the confidence in his word because of him. We know that we are victorious in and through Christ Jesus because of him. We are the victors. We are the overcomers. And we can stand with the confidence, with the assurance, knowing that no matter what we are going through, no matter what you are going through, no matter what the situation or the circumstance or the thing or the problem, no matter what it is, faith in God is going to allow you to come through it. So in these times, know that through these situations in life, only faith is going to be able to get the job done. Only knowing that you have the victory, knowing that when you speak his word, when you believe his word, it has to come to pass. He told us that in Isaiah 55. He said his word, 55 verse 10, he said his word is never going to return void to him, not to you, to him. And wherever his word has been sent, it will accomplish the thing that it has been sent forth to do. So don't cast away your confidence. It has great recompense of reward for you, for you have need of patience. Again, faith and patience being known as Siamese twins, they go hand in hand. that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Dr. Miles Monroe and his wife and his family, they have done the will of God, and he has received the promise. And we don't understand why things have occurred, but we know that he is victorious because he is with our King. So we know that we are going to rejoice because we're going to see him again. We will see him and his family again. So we're not going to throw away the confidence. And again, that confidence is the trust and the belief in the word of God, remembering that there's a great reward for it, knowing that no matter what the doctor report says, that's not the final word. No matter what your children said or have done, that's not the final word. You have the answer. You have the victory because God's word is true. God's word will stand throughout anything. His word is eternal. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when you take the word of God and when you apply it to your situation, no matter what you're going through, it could be finances, again, health, it can be depression, no matter what it is, God has the final word. So when you release the word with your mouth, and when you begin to speak the word, your faith will rise up. Faith will rise up, and God will do great things for you, great and mighty things, just like he did for Sarah. It tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith, Sarah herself, she received strength to conceive, hallelujah, and she bore a child, even when she was past the age. She did this because she judged him faithful who had promised. We know that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. We know that God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? You can find all of those scriptures, the first one in Hebrews 11, verse 11, the second one, Hebrews 11, verse 1, and the last one in Numbers 23, verse 19. And you know what? David knew his God. He had faith. He had patience. All the things that he was going through, he stood on the word, and he tells us in Psalms 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. God's word is settled. Make it settled in your life. No matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the trial is, no matter what your pocketbook looks like, no matter what your checkbook looks like, no matter what they say, you speak the word. You believe it and it shall come to pass. And just as he said, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, first and foremost, believe. Believe, believe, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Believe, believe, believe that he is the great physician and you walk in divine health. Believe, believe, believe that you are more than a conqueror. Believe, believe, believe that your steps are ordered by God. Believe that he knew you before the foundation of the world and he had a plan and a purpose for you. And he said it was a plan that was good with a future and an expected end. Say to yourself, I refuse to say anything that's going to disrespect my God's authority. I am not going to speak words that's going to disrespect what he has told me. He said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He said you are the head and you are not the tail. He said you are above and you are not beneath. He said that you are victorious in Christ Jesus. He said you walk in divine health from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. And believe it, know it, and let it be manifested in your life. You know what? The word of God is medicine. And when you have a merry heart, it does well, just like that medicine. Know that you desire to please him. That's what we want to do. And when we seek him first, his righteousness, his way of doing things, we know every single thing that we desire that's according to his word is going to be added. Your business will continue to grow if you put God first and let him be the CEO. Your children have to line up with the word of God because he said when you train them up in the way that they are to go, when they grow old, they will not depart. And when you know that his word is not going to return void, they're coming back. They can't be snatched out of his hand. They are the apple of his eye. So you know that even though the doctor is saying one thing, Jesus himself took all the sicknesses. He bore all of that on his body. You walk in divine health. By the stripes he accepted, you are healed. He is everything you need. He is the lover of your soul. He is all that I am. He even told Moses, go tell them that the great I am said you, that I am that I am. So when you have that faith, and when you have that patience, and you have that confidence in his word, and you know the two go together, you know that whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that he has said to you, you believe it, you speak it, and it shall be done. And sometimes, you know, when we're going through, it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen in a month or a year, but you are going through. When you feel that your faith is being pressured, family, when you feel that you want to pull your hair out of your head, when you feel like you just want to cry, there's nothing wrong with crying. But know that you're not staying there. Know that even at that point when it seems like nothing is changing, be of good cheer. Take courage like he said. He has overcome the world. He has deprived it of power to harm you, and he has conquered it for you and me. Patience, patience is a bridge that's going to hold your faith up whenever you think or it seems like you are wavering. Know that this is what we have. Here on this world, there are things that are going on. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. And with faith and patience going hand in hand, we win because he has done it all. It's finished. You're victorious in and through Christ Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it. I believe it. I command it and decree it because he said we could in the name of Jesus. I love you all. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Wow. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can.
I tell you, you have to stay out of my mail. What a beautiful and powerful on-time word that no matter what we go through, all we do is win in Christ Jesus because God has already told us that we will go through trouble. The only difference is how you handle it through prayer. Amen, amen. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this day, collectively and individually, Lord. We come to you this day with not dry eyes, but celebration with some tears, God. We just want to just thank you for all that you're doing, even if we don't understand exactly what it is, Father. We just want to praise you in the middle of it as we all, as an Artist International family, as we all as a nation, as we all as those brothers and sisters in Christ mourn the loss of the Monroe family, Lord. We know that you have made no mistakes, and although we can't understand it in the natural, we just trust
believe, and stand by you, oh God. We ask that you watch over Platinum President Dorothy Cook as she's there right now, as she anticipated a meeting with him. However, because you called him home, she's there right now. So, God, we just ask that you bless her, Father. Touch her right now during this time while she's there alone. But we know that she might be alone physically. She may not see anyone next to her in the present, but we know, God, that you are walking with her. We know, God, that you are in her heart, her soul, and her mind. So we know that you're going to comfort her, God. We all know that these tears may continue to roll down our face, but joy comes in the morning. So we just want to thank you for that, God. We want to thank you for comforting all bereaved families from the north, the south, the east, the west. We want to thank you in advance for healing all bodies that were in need of your touch, Lord. Run your DNA through our systems, oh God, so we can have the temple of Christ that you've always wanted us to have, oh Father. We ask that you watch over our dietary habits. Watch over our exercising habits, Lord. Just do what it is that we need to do, Lord, so we can be more like you, Father. We thank you for relationships that have been mended. We thank you, God, for jobs that's been restored. We thank you, Lord, for those who started their Artist International business and had the opportunity to increase and enlarge their territories. We just want to thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God. All that you have done for us, no matter what it is, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the graduating air class that just went through Lackland Air Force Base. For all the blessed families who had airmen that had to go overseas and they're uncertain to what's going on, Father, we know that you're going to protect them, that you're going to love them and guide them, and we just want to thank you for this call. Touch Dr. PK, touch Dr. Vanessa, Lord, as our leaders of this call, Lord, as your women's servants, God, touch them in a way that only you can to provide them the peace and comfort to give the answer to those who may call them and ask, what shall we do next? Lord, direct them so they know that prayer comes first, and then comforts from your servants will come after. So we just want to give you all the honor. We want to give you all the glory and all of the praise because we know we cannot do anything without Christ Jesus that strengthens us. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, what an on-time word this was. And I encourage you to not only go back and listen to the word again, but to invite others to listen to this word as well. And as a minister in a marketplace, that's one of the mandates that we have, including to pray. So share this word, whether it's through social media, whether it's through word of mouth, or if you put it on a business card like Minister Tiffy does, just get the word out there so someone else can be blessed by this call. I want to say thank you to Minister Willa for greeting and feeding God's children with the warmest and most beautiful of kingdom greetings. We want to thank you so much for just getting us started on this call. And, of course, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. PK, thank you for your yes. And Minister Robin, wow, wow, wow. Thank you for listening to God's word and bringing it so boldly as you decrease and he increasing you. We pray that God will continue to bless your life abundantly and to continue to pour into you and your ministry because you are such a faithful servant of the Lord. And to you, Master's Call family, I just want to say you go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and letting people know you're a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do, remembering the least of thee and those who are in need of God's prayer. We love you, love you, love you. And listen to the playback, 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085 in the same access code 957-677-pound. The MMC call, which is going to be taking place directly after this, that number again is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Again, that call is directly after this one. And we also want you to please, please, please utilize our email address, info@themasterscall.net. See you this week at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6, and 5, depending on your time zone. Minister Robin, can you please come back with our closing benediction?
Yes, can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
I can, loud and clear.
Father, we love you and we honor you, and we come before you in this matchless name of your son, Jesus. Lord, as you continue to encourage us and teach us in your word, We know that faith together with patience, they are powerful, and this will allow us to overcome in every situation and every trial that we go through. We know, Father, that we are overcomers and we are victorious, and we will walk in that, we will stand in that, and we will decree it in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, family. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. Master's Call family, I just got this in. We normally do not have anything after the benediction, but I wanted you to know that Dr. P.K. Roberts, we will be hosting a prayer call for Dr. Monroe's family today at 12:45 Eastern Standard Time. And will you all please share this call on your social media pages as well as texting your friends and family and loved ones again today at 12:45 Eastern Standard Time, 11 Central, 10 Mountain, and 9 Pacific. Please, please, please jump on the prayer call. The information will be posted on Facebook as well. We encourage you to dial in. I'm guessing that it's the same phone number as this, 712-432-0075, with the access code of 957-677-pound. If that information changes, it will be on Facebook. But again, we love you all, and we bless you in the name of God, and we just thank you so much for continuing to say yes to the Master. Bye-bye.